Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has extended the suspension of the Garcon Point Bridge toll for at least another month. Meantime, the battle over liability in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally continues in the courts as work to repair and construct the new Pensacola Bay Bridge is picking up steam. The goal is to keep the process on track for reopening in March. The Florida Department of Transportation is pointing to three major aspects of the Pensacola Bay Bridge project that are now underway, according to spokesman Ian Satter.
One is pile driving operations have begun. Those piles are basically the foundation of which the bridge sits on.
This is audio from a recent FDOT video demonstrating the pile driving process.
Folks through that area may be hearing these 20,000-pound diesel-powered hammers driving these piles into the bay throughout the day. The good news is we won't be working through the overnight hours, so some relief for some of the folks as far as pile driving goes over the evening hours.
However, other aspects of the job will take place overnight. In addition to the new foundation piles, Satter says crews are setting beams, which is the structure used to hold up the deck of the bridge.
At the same time, we're continuing to work on the second structure, which was under construction, as well as working at the flyover portion on 17.
And with damage inspections now complete, another key aspect of the repair project is the concurrent demolition of those parts of the bridge that were damaged by runaway barges that broke loose during the hurricane.
Constructed of steel-reinforced concrete, the bridge spans weigh approximately 1.9 million pounds. This computer-aided simulation depicts one method of demolition being employed on the project.
From the beginning of the reconstruction of the Pensacola Bay Bridge, we've been looking at innovative ways that we can make the timeline work much more quickly and efficiently for us as our contractors are out there repairing the bridge.
Work begins with saw cutting the bridge deck along the length of the span and over the center line of the piers. A construction barge positioned beneath the span is used to provide a work platform.
One of the things that they are doing out there is they have a system in place where these machines can lift up whole sections of the bridge span and remove them to be demolished at a different location. That speeds us up when it comes to the repairs of the bridge, because obviously if we can remove the damaged pieces much more quickly, that allows us to get in there and repair and replace much more quickly.
For the past several months, FDOT has been meeting with local governments and civic groups on both sides of the bridge in an effort to keep the public informed.
I think the number one question is, will the bridge be ready to go and open and operational by March of 2021?
One of the main concerns a lot of people had is the rumor mill going around saying that this repair work is going to take significantly longer than what's being publicized.
This is State Representative Alex Andrade, whose District 2 includes the bridge. During his last town hall meeting earlier this month in Gulf Breeze, he sought to put to rest the notion that contractor Skanska might abandon the project amid mounting lawsuits and political pressure, and now operating at a loss. Frankly, he says there's just too much at stake moving forward.
Exactly. Skanska doesn't want to give up on the opportunity for future contracts in Florida, so they're committed to making this one right.
That also applies to the two experienced subcontractors Skanska has brought in to assist with the Pensacola Bay Bridge project.
These companies have their own heavy equipment, their own skilled employees and contractors, and these two subcontractors are motivated not just by the payments they're receiving for making the repair, but also to impress the Florida Department of Transportation. We're the third largest state in the country. We have a very large budget, and if they do a good job, it's possible that'll put them in a good position going forward to be competitive for future Florida contracts.
But their work to repair and complete construction of the bridge has not stopped Skanska from seeking liability relief from mounting financial damages caused by those loose barges and the extended closure of the span. On Wednesday, attorneys for the company filed a series of admiralty claims in federal court.
This was a filing that anyone who's been following the case and has been researching Florida law and federal law expected them to file. They're trying to cap their liability. There's a federal law on the books that allows a vessel owner to limit their liability to the value of the vessel.
In this case, each of the barges that caused the damage reportedly range in value up to $550,000. Representative Andrade says any individuals or business owners who believe they've been harmed by the bridge being damaged should not let the court filing by Skanska discourage them from seeking payment for their losses.
Court proceedings are long and arduous and complicated, and we're still at the very beginning of these court proceedings. So making definitive determinations about how you individually as a business owner or family are going to proceed based on one single court filing would be short-sighted.
Andrade plans to hold a third town hall on the Pensacola side of the bridge in January. Meantime, repair and construction of the bridge continues on schedule, while traffic remains detoured to Highway 87 and the Garcon Point Bridge, where tolls have now been extended until January 12th. For residents who prefer, ECAT bus service is also available. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.